Nolan and I had gone outside. Jeremy had probably started to complain. Why didn't Andy make us come back in the house? What about the neighbors? And Andy went and grabbed the shotgun and came back out with it and told Jeremy to shut the fuck up. But it wasn't funny because Nolan and I weren't there. And so Andy started to get seriously pissed and told Jeremy he was like an 8-year-old girl or whatever. You know what the fuck your problem is, Jeremy? Your problem is you... fill in the blank. And Jeremy said the same thing he always said when Andy pissed him off enough to make him stand up for himself. Even if he knew it meant he'd get his arm twisted behind his back, or his face rubbed into the carpet, or he'd get punched hard in the chest. Fuck off! And since Nolan and I weren't there to tell him to cool it, Andy took it to the next level. And he pointed the gun at Jeremy and said, "What the fuck did you just say to me, asshole?" And Jeremy said, not looking up at Andy from where he sat on the couch, "Fuck off." And so Andy walked around the coffee table to Jeremy and pointed the gun in his face. "What did you say, asshole?" "Fuck off." And Jeremy shoved the gun barrel away, and Andy put it back again. And Jeremy stood up and grabbed the gun and tried to take it from Andy, and they fought over it for a few seconds before Andy pulled it away, because he was bigger and stronger. And then, because Andy was angry, and because Andy didn't think much about the things he did or why he did them, he raised the shotgun and used the butt to hit Jeremy hard on the side of the head. And the gun discharged due to the impact and blew a hole in Andy's ceiling. And Jeremy suffered an epidural hematoma that led him to sit there on the couch for a while, holding his head, and then go into the bedroom to lie down, because he said he wasn't feeling so hot, and slowly bleed to death. I knew it like I knew my name. Tell the court what happened after that. Things pretty much went back to normal.
Things went back to normal?
Pretty much. Jeremy sat there on the couch holding his head, and the rest of us talked.